In the wake of Governor Cuomo's blistering letter of November 12th to National Grid, which was in reaction to the utility's extortion-like tactics of denial of service to more than 1,100 downstate gas customers, one might have thought Thursday's Public Service Commission meeting would be, well, newsworthy. Not so much. The recent trend of the Renewable Heat Now Coalition, a group of concerned citizens and environmental organizations attending the PSC meetings, continued, however. They recognize that the PSC has an enormous amount of power to reduce the use of methane, one of the most potent greenhouse gases, and that time is running out. After the PSC meeting, the group delivered a letter to Governor Cuomo thanking him for his recent action, but also calling on the governor and the PSC to meet their legal obligations of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act to establish and implement a plan to reduce and eliminate greenhouse gas emissions and create a sustainable future. Here's Lee Zishi of Sane Energy Project speaking at a press conference after delivering the letter to the governor.
This is the third month in a row that the Renewable Heat Now Coalition has come to the monthly public service meeting. It is the third month in a row that they have punted on releasing their energy efficiency order. And, you know, every month our message is the same. It's we need to get off of gas and you need to give us that path and that plan to do it. And every month, as time gets less and less to act on climate change, they continue to only take small incremental steps and kick the big decisions down the road. Earlier this week, Governor Cuomo began to seem like he's really starting to listen to the people of New York. He sent a letter to National Grid letting them know of his decision to begin to revoke their license for using moratorium scare tactics to push for a fracked gas pipeline, the Williams pipeline. So we are very heartened to see Governor Cuomo begin to finally listen to the people, but we have to also recognize that we wouldn't be in this position of being beholden to National Grid's bullying tactics if New York State's Public Service Commission and Governor Cuomo were doing their jobs and listening to the climate science and getting us off of gas. Right now in New York City, Sane Energy Project is a party in both the Con Ed and National Grid rate cases. Both of these corporate utilities want to spend hundreds of millions of dollars every single year, our ratepayer dollars, that money that we work so hard for. They want to spend that extending the life of frack gas infrastructure and expanding pipelines. We know that that goes completely against climate science. That also goes against the CLCPA that's been recently passed, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. So right now, the only plan guiding us forward for the next couple years is the utilities plan. And we know that they only make their money if they continue to invest in gas. Their plans go completely against climate science. They're ignoring all of this and just patting themselves on the back for making small incremental changes. But we know that we only have 11 years to dramatically reduce our fossil fuel use and our emissions. And to continue down the wrong path, spending our money going in the wrong direction, is just insane. So we will continue to come to these Public Service Commission meetings. We will continue to hold their feet to the fire. But every time we come here, the urgency is getting more and more strong. So Governor Cuomo, John Rhodes, the Public Service Commission, we don't want to come here anymore. This is not an easy thing to do. So please do your jobs.
After Lee Zishi spoke, a representative of Senator Julia Salazar voiced the senator's support for getting off of fossil fuels. Andrew Pizzullo of Food and Water Action was next.
I don't have too much to say coming out of the meeting today. I'm a little disappointed. I had this date on my calendar for an energy efficiency order day. I was really excited to drive home to Kingston today with some new information about rebates on heat pumps. That has not happened. I'm hoping that it happens in December. I know there are a lot of other things on the agenda, including rate cases where we're primarily looking at ratepayer money going to utilities to fund continued gas infrastructure, which at this juncture seems absolutely bizarre and crazy to me. But I want to speak specifically about Governor Cuomo's blistering response to National Grid's incompetence. And to me, it's really welcome news. I'm going to quote really briefly from the governor's letter to National Grid. Governor Cuomo wrote about National Grid's shameless scare tactics. They said the moratorium, he said, the moratorium is either a fabricated device or a lack of competence. There is no legitimate need for it in the first place. National Grid should have explored all other options before denying service. Electric service demand response measures could be proposed. Heat pumps and renewable sources could be proposed. Governor Cuomo goes on to say, there are only two theories to explain National Grid's action. Either National Grid was grossly negligent in relying exclusively on the speculative construction of a private pipeline to meet demands that it's statutorily required to provide. Those are pretty strong words and pretty true words. Or National Grid deliberately defrauded the people of the state by not developing or pursuing existing supply options to further their business interests at the cost of the ratepayer. So to us at Food and Water Action, Food and Water Watch, this is a seriously satisfying piece of rhetoric. And it's grade A political theater. Affected communities, business owners, renters, NYSHA residents should feel vindicated in part by the strong language coming from the governor's office. But to take this rhetoric and to turn it into durable action, into climate solutions that make material impacts in New Yorkers' lives and policy that takes our climate crisis seriously, New York needs a plan.
Ruth Foster of Stop New York Fracked Gas Pipeline spoke next.
Hi, I'm Ruth Foster, and I'm with a group called Stop New York Fracked Gas Pipeline. And we named it that because in 2014, we were fighting a pipeline that was going through Rensselaer and Albany counties, and it started in the fracking fields of Pennsylvania and would have gone, if built, all the way to Massachusetts for over 400 miles. Luckily, Kinder Morgan withdrew that application and that pipeline was stopped. And since then, we have been doing educational events about climate and how pipelines and frack gas creates climate destruction. We are having a renewable energy fair this Saturday, so we hope everybody can come. But anyway, so in April, we found out that they were going to put another pipeline through. But this is a different one because it's a local pipeline. And our last pipeline, we had to fight FERC, which is a federal agency. This pipeline, apparently because it's just 7 miles, is under the control of the Public Service Commission. When we went to the Public Service Commission hearing about public listening session about it, we were told, oh, these pipelines just go through. There's really no need for a public hearing or any kind of process to fight it because these pipelines are just routinely approved. And we were pretty outraged because we know that we can't continue to burn frack gas if we are to meet climate goals. And then also in April, we found out that the Climate and Community Protection Act passed, and that requires 40% reduction in frack gas in greenhouse gas emissions in just 10 years. That means we have to reduce 4% this year. How can we do that if we build another pipeline that carries more gas into our community? We have to be moving in the opposite direction. One of the other projects that we've been fighting at Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline was a proposal for a frack gas power plant 2 blocks from here on Sheridan Avenue in Albany. That would have heated this building and the Capitol. Luckily, we got that project stopped. But unfortunately, there's still a power plant there on Sheridan Avenue burning frack gas every day to heat this building that we're standing in. So what we need to do now is not just stop new fossil fuel infrastructure. We need to shut down what's there. So we call on the Public Service Commission to have public hearings, to have an evidentiary hearing so that the issues can be raised about the Albany Loop pipeline. We call on the New York Public Power Authority to heat this building with geothermal. It's crazy that we want to be a climate leader in New York. Governor Cuomo claims to be a climate leader in New York, and every day he sits in a building that is heated by frack gas. That's not right. So we need to stop all new projects, and we need to shut down the ones that are currently existing as fast as we can.
And that's where it stands. Just as National Grid is on notice from the governor, the PSC and the governor are on notice from organized citizens. Stay tuned. I'm Dave Pablo for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.